Bay'ah is, as I said, needs principles or fundamentals and techniques that you have to achieve in order to get a bay'ah. Not without anything, you can take a bay'ah and that's it. That is bay'atul barakah. The Sheikh gave the bay'ah special in this century because he knows that these principles and fundamentals anymore as not existing are cannot be achieved by the murid today. So he gave him that bay'ah to make sure that that student or that muhib, instead of saying murid, because murid is a high level, muhib feels that himself is being has a sheikh, as someone, an elderly person, not even a sheikh. A sheikh and a murid, Allah, lot of disciplinary, what you say, steps or questions. But he gives as a muhib to an elderly person. Muhib, the student will become a muhib to an elderly, respect that elderly person. Sheikh and murid, relationship can move mountains. When murid really is connected with the sheikh in reality, that murid can move mountains. Only he move, make his hand like that to the mountain will move. If you look there, you would have seen the mountain moved, but you didn't. You see how much you don't have belief. I pointed to that mountain there. No one looked there. Now finished. Now what? How gone? Gone. That what's gone? Gone. If Grand Sheikh or Maulana Sheikh Nazim would have said that when we were young student, still we hope that we are student at their threshold, if they moved their fingers like that, we'd have looked immediately. That belief you have to have. I was looking there and saying, this mountain, they can move mountain, you would have looked there. But you didn't.
I was looking at your face.
That's why you lost. Because then you didn't see the reality that the mountain was moved. This is the Sheikh Murid relationship. I'm explaining. So, one time Grand Sheikh was talking, and then he was speaking about the greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I was very young, and he said, Rawhaniyatul Rasul, spirituality and the presence of Prophet appeared from this, through this wall. Where Maulana mentioned, I kissed the wall. He said, you kissed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the relationship of murid and sheikh is very important. Today it is like muhib and elderly person. Like children today, they have a hero in their mind, cartoon Spider-Man. Or what else you have? Batman or Superman. There is no relation. There is only they have in mind that superpower. That's it. So whoever gives bay'ah now is only for barakah, because the principles are not, you cannot meet these principles. It's very difficult to achieve them, especially with all this trying times, what's that? Trying times. So the Sheikh today, anyone ask for him, he give. Although he knows that that relationship does not exist, but he want at least to give it a chance. to that person who is in love of the Sheikh, to at least to know, oh, there is someone when I need, I can ask guidance. Or else, where is the respect? How you can sit in the presence of the Sheikh? Sitting also has its own rules. Speaking has its own rules. Eating with the Sheikh has its own rules. Dressing has its own rules. Smelling has its own rules. What you say?
Beard.
Trimming mustaches and beard has its own rule. Shaving has its own rules. Everything has its own rules. If that for external appearances, what you think about internal appearances? The rules are more strict, more difficult. For that, it's now, I took bay'ah from this one, I took bay'ah from that one, I took bay'ah from that one. It's not the mistake of the muhib, of the lover, of the sheikh. It's the mistake of that representative whose pride and arrogance made him to think he is a really high authoritative representative from the real master. So he began thinking himself that I am fit for that purpose. Not one single representative in the old time was able to give bay'ah on behalf of Grand Sheikh. No way. Only two. And not even two. Maulana Sheikh Nazim and Maulana Sheikh Hussain. These two of Grand Sheikh. And they never gave bay'ah even. They bring the murid to Grand Sheikh. Flying thousands of miles or driving thousands of miles to give bay'ah. Now, after Grand Sheikh left Dunya and Maulana Sheikh Nazim being authorized, he spread tariqah east and west. It was not like that before. Now it's in every country. So the Sheikh needs now representatives in order at least to explain. That's why a representative or a ma'zun, we say in Arabic, someone who had the permission of introducing the Sheikh in your life, but he has no permission of irshad. Irshad is completely different. Irshad is guidance. You can have a permission to make zikrullah, to introduce the Sheikh, Maulana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah bless him, to bring, to say some words, and mostly what you have to say must through reading his books or his words, and explain, not sitting like a peacock on a chair. That's why when you put for me yesterday that prayer rug, I took it out. I was shaking. Why I was shaking? Because I felt the presence of Maulana Sheikh saying to me, why you have to be different from the others? There is no all of you same. So I took that out. We all sat as if we are same thing. So these are sickness. When you put that prayer rug for me and the rest no prayer rug, that means going to give me sickness and pride in myself. How am I going to be able to reach what I'm going to say to the hearts of the people when I am sick with that? So, those have authority, those have permission to speak on behalf of the Sheikh, but they don't have the real guidance. Real guidance, irshad. Irshad is completely different. When you sit and you begin to receive flowing of inspirations from the heart of the Sheikh and address the people. Now many of these new age representatives. You understand? Instead of calling them representative of Maulana Sheikh, I'm calling new age representative. Like the new age Sufis, these are new age representatives. All around, it's okay, that's good. But they cannot take you except to a certain limit to introduce Maulana in your life, that's it. And even if they give bay'ah, that bay'ah will not become authenticized or legalized until you reconfirm it from Maulana Sheikh if you go through them. And they have to tell you that we are not, you cannot be, you, we are not your Sheikh. The Sheikh is Maulana Sheikh Nazim. And everything has to be related to Maulana Sheikh Nazim. Those whom are like that, those whom Maulana gave authority on guidance, there are only two. These two, what Grand Sheikh and Maulana Sheikh Nazim gave them that authority. Other than these two, I didn't hear from Maulana Sheikh or Grand Sheikh their names. For this, it's very important to understand the limitation in our relationship. So the principles are to achieve, to be able to give bay'ah, real bay'ah, is not something that by tongue. Now, recently, because everyone is making himself a sickness, it's a sickness and illness in the community, in the Muslim, as a whole. So Maulana, to save himself from this headache, he printed certificates, thousands of them, with a stamp. Anyone go to him to Cyprus, he say, I want to be representative, okay, take. He stamp it, give to him, put his name. Everyone now, he has a big frame, and with a certificate from Maulana Sheikh Nazim, that so and so is assigned representative, give bay'ah, give tariqah, give initiate. He is giving them what they want, toys. Like children, you give them toys, they are happy. So now it's become this certificate like a toy. Anyone comes, he gets one. Now people are making trade, so they open shops. They have this certificate. So $25, they stamp one for you. So I'm joking, but that's it, how it's becoming now. But for Baraka reason, it's okay. But for reality, you need to work on yourself and your relationship with Maulana Sheikh Muhammad al-Fatih.